Atamaria, good morning. Coming up in today's business news, regions feel the pain of closed borders. First home buyers to get more of a look in, and we'll have the latest from the financial markets. There are growing calls for more targeted measures to help those regions that depend on tourism to get back on their feet. A report from the economics consultancy firm Infometrics shows the gap between those regions that rely on overseas visitors and those that don't has widened, with activity at a national level falling by 0.3% in the March quarter. The report says tourism spending dropped 10% in the period, hurting the West Coast, Otago and Southland economies the most. However, Bay of Plenty, with its strong primary sector, saw economic activity rise 3%. Infometrics senior economist Brad Olson says the regions are crying out for a proactive support approach from the government.
We can't wait around for COVID-19 to move through and for tourism to start to re-go like it used to. Expectations are now much more turning towards tourism taking a long time to recover, and so a real need to rethink some regional economies and exactly how they're structured and where the support is coming from. So at the moment, a rising case for more targeted support, but not just to maintain business operations, to help businesses redefine what they're going to do into the future.
Infometrics senior economist Brad Olson there. Recent efforts to cool the housing market are expected to make it easier for first home buyers to take a greater share. Property research firm CoreLogic says first home buyers' share of the market has hit a three-year low at 21.5%, down from a recent high of nearly 25%. Chief property economist Calvin Davidson says the government's changes, along with the reintroduction of loan-to-value lending restrictions, have been well-timed.
I think it's healthy that we have a number of first home buyers in the market, so I think it is probably well timed, but also acknowledging that you can't do without investors either. And you know, we do need investors to be in the market too. You need all sorts. But I think probably, if anything, the balance has maybe been slanted a little bit too much towards investors lately. Now whether the policy moves are right and whether they've been to the right scale, who knows? We have to wait and see. But certainly it's good to have first-time buyers in the market, that's for sure.
CoreLogic Chief Property Economist Calvin Davidson there. Trustpower expects to have a result of its strategic review in a couple of months. Potential buyers of the company's retail operation are currently going through the books ahead of possible bids. The company's full-year underlying profit of $200 million showed growth in generation and retail despite low hydro lake inflows. And as other companies announce solar, geothermal and wind generation projects, Trustpower has been upgrading some of its older, small hydro assets. Chief Executive David Prentice rebuffs any suggestion the business is stuck in a sort of limbo.
Retail at present is business as usual, and we will seek to continue with our strategic plan to grow that valued customer base and grow that bundled offering until we reach a point where there may or may not be a sale of that retail business. Likewise with generation, as I said earlier, while I can't point to any specific opportunities yet, what I can say is that we have materially increased the effort that we've got around chasing opportunities for the future.
Trustpower Chief Executive David Prentice. Time now for a look around the markets. Over on Wall Street, stocks have dipped there this morning. Investors a bit jittery over inflation concerns. On the numbers, Dow Jones down 0.33%. The broader S&P 500 down 0.5%, and the Nasdaq falling 1% this morning. The NZX Top 50 started the week with its first gain in more than a week, rising 43 points, about 0.33%, and today it starts at 12,410. The New Zealand dollar at 72.1 US, 92.8 Australian, 51 pence, 0.594 euro, 78.9 yen, and 4.65 yuan. Brent crude oil up 1% at $69 a barrel, and gold up $24, more than 1%, at $1,866 US an ounce. That's business for now. I'll be back with more on the markets at 8:30.